Grace to you, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for January the 21st, 2021. I'm Paul White, and I'm glad you're with me today as we encounter one of the verses from the Old Testament today that really, really needs the treatment that we've been giving these verses over the last few weeks. What I mean by that is we've been looking at Old Testament stories, passages, and verses through the lens of the finished work of Jesus Christ, what He did for us on the cross, and what a difference that makes. Today's verse is one that without that treatment might lead people to a life of separation from God. I think certainly would lead people to a life of condemnation, and that would lead, like dominoes falling over, that would lead to running from God, turning towards sin, giving in to the darkness, loneliness, strife, stress, pain. All of these things just spiral, this death spiral downward when we mess up our interpretation of who God is. And I'll read it, and I think it will be pretty obvious pretty fast why we need some New Testament treatment for this passage. It's Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He will not hear. These verses have been used to tell people that if you sin, you are separate from God. When you fail, God isn't near you. There are a couple of things I would say contextually within the Old Testament before we ever apply both the finished work of Christ and the New Testament. Contextually, God is speaking to national Israel. The next verse says, your hands are defiled with bloodshed and your fingers with iniquity. And He goes on to talk about how they have been performing violence and wickedness, and that is why they are not hearing from God. So contextually, the passage is telling Israel a specific sin that has separated them from God. They cannot, in that world, be the people of God and agents of violence and bloodshed. And so keeping it in that context, you can begin to understand what that means. It is not in the context. It is not a blanket statement that whatever you do wrong, God, that from that point on, God's not hearing you. Even in the Old Testament context, it's not saying that. Now, let's apply the New Testament treatment to this. And what I mean by that is let's see what the New Testament has to say about the same theme. And the reason we do that is because when we read the New Testament, we're really reading, by the way, you know this, it's just one of those things we need reminded of from time to time, the word testament would be better translated covenant. When you read the New Testament, you're reading the real heartbeat of the New Covenant. This is where it gets difficult. I don't mean that everything in the New Testament is the New Covenant, because Jesus comes to establish a New Covenant, yet big chunks of the Gospels happen prior to the inauguration of the New Covenant. So there is a little confusion in that, and it's probably best that we call it the New Testament versus the Old Testament. There's even parts of the Old Testament that are not Old Covenant. They're prior to the giving of the law at Sinai. I know that's the finer intricacies of Bible study, but that's why we're the Deeper Daily Podcast, is to occasionally talk about things like that. And if not here, where? And if not now, when will we really parse out those differences? So when you take the New Covenant and what Jesus has inaugurated for us at Calvary, what does it do to a statement like your iniquities have separated you from God? Well, one of the things we have to consider is the terms of the New Covenant. In the New Covenant, we are told in the book of Hebrews, which is a quotation, Hebrews chapter 8, and you can read this for yourself, and I encourage you to, Hebrews chapter 8, verses, say, 7 through the end of the chapter. That's 7 to 13, be a good study for you today. That's a quote primarily from Jeremiah 31, a passage we'll talk about, in which God lays out what He's going to do under the New Covenant. And in that in that prophecy, God says a lot of things, but one of the things I want to hone in on is he says, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more. So part of the new covenant is that God is not in the business of remembering sin and counting it against us. Here's how Paul would say it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He says, verse number 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself by not reckoning or counting or imputing their trespasses to them and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 21, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. In other words, Christ took into himself our sin so that we could take into us his righteousness. Or as Peter says it, he in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness by whose stripes we are healed. That's Peter referring back to, you guessed it, Isaiah 53. And so we are reading our text from Isaiah 59, where God says your iniquities have separated you. But don't forget Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, 6, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That is a prophetic passage regarding Jesus. So if you want to hone in on Isaiah 59, 2, your iniquity separated you from God, don't forget to hone in on what happened six chapters earlier. Jesus is coming, and he is going to take the iniquities of all of us. And remember that once that happens, there is nothing that can separate you from that. Romans chapter 8, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I'm persuaded, 38, nothing, death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, depth, or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And here's one more thing. Isaiah 59, 2, your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden face from you. The word his is an addition, so that he will not hear. But I think verse 2 is also telling you, when it says your iniquities have separated you from your God, I don't think it's saying that your iniquities have separated your God from you. I think consciousness of your sin is the place to start in taking it to the cross. But continued consciousness of your sin is the place to start if you want to feel separated from God. I didn't say you are, but if you want to feel separated from God, then carry your sins around as if you owe God. But none of them will separate God from you, and that's good news. There's a little more to do in Isaiah, and I'm glad to continue the journey. We'll do some more on Saturday. However, tomorrow is Friday, and I am going to air for you a long-form Friday. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow. It'll be a good time. See you then. God bless.